My guest this morning on Club 1220 KLBB is the director of a brand new movie coming out this weekend called, it's called Profile of a Killer, and we're joined by Caspian Treadwell Owen. Hello, Caspian. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Probably a lot warmer than you are.
Well, because you are out in California instead of Minnesota, but you spent some time in the Twin Cities last year making your first film as a director. And what was the experience like for you?
Well, we shot it in sections, so it was over the course of a couple of years. But as someone who's been in the industry for almost 20 years now, the experience of working with Minnesotan people and crews and actors was tremendously rewarding, because everyone we had with us was, A, so enthusiastic about making films, and B, so hardworking. And, you know, I've heard of Minnesota nice, but this case it was Minnesota tough. You guys know how to handle the elements.
The film, Profile of a Killer, already playing in Owatonna and Bemidji, and it opens this weekend in Hudson, Wisconsin, Oakdale, and Hastings. Why this kind of a release, although I guess it's been shown at festivals already as well?
Well, we haven't been shown at festivals yet. We decided, because it was more of a mainstream film, to bypass the festival circuit. But it's kind of a winding road to the screen. We originally didn't plan on doing a theatrical release, but Regal Cinemas offered us the chance to do it theatrical, so we actually did a premiere in Minneapolis back in March, and that went so well that Regal offered us another 2 weeks at that location, and that kind of led to a kind of chain of different theaters offering us the opportunity to open in places across the state. So we're really just making it up as we go along. We don't have a distributor. We don't have the marketing millions that most studio movies have, but we do have word of mouth and the support of the community, which is tremendous.
Caspian Treadwell Owen has produced a couple of scripts that have been made into films, Beyond Borders and The Island, and you've worked with some pretty big people out in Hollywood. What was it like for you the first time you were sitting in a theater and you could see something that you actually directed, where you picked the shots, you worked the actors through their paces, you oversaw the editing, and all this work actually came to fruition in something that you could sit in with an audience and see?
It was rewarding. It was, I try not to bask in praise, but we've had a remarkably positive response from audiences. And my favorite moment was actually at the premiere, when I was standing at the side of the auditorium and I saw all the heads in the crowd turn forward and transfix on the screen, which is, as a filmmaker, the best you can hope for.
What are you now working on? Because the timeline from starting a project to finishing it can be so long. Are you already in progress working towards your next projects?
Yes, you always try to dovetail one into the other, but this one has been special because it's taken so much maintenance, because it's really been a garage-bound effort. But I've got a couple of projects in the works. I'm hoping to do my next one in New Mexico, and we are going out to actors shortly to try and get that set up.
Well, you made it, so could you tell us why you think people should go see Profile of a Killer?
Well, two things, really. I think, one, it's, and this is not just me saying it, it's the response we've gotten from audiences, it's a captivating movie. You are riveted to your seat all the way through. And two, it has a certain timely message, in that the antagonist in the movie is a teenage boy who has turned to murder as a way of getting attention. And I think that certainly speaks to some of what we've been going through over the past few years.
Are you worried this might be a little too soon in some cases?
I originally wrote this as a kind of observation of what went on at Columbine. I had absolutely no control over, you know, what's been happening in the interim. You know, I think it's shocking and saddening. I we released this in March before the tragic incidents of Boston. So I certainly didn't intend for it to have that sharp relevance at this moment in time. But I think it is a thoughtful film and a compassionate film, and it doesn't shrug off the big issues.
Caspian Treadwell Owen, he is the writer and the director of a new movie called Profile of a Killer, getting wider distribution now and showing this weekend in Hudson, Oakdale, and Hastings, and hopefully Caspian, some more theaters soon to come. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.